This is JIS News. Coming up, mission from the Organization of American States to observe general elections. New chairperson appointed to head Jamaica Business Development Corporation Board and Labor Market Commission aggressively pursuing mandate. The details after this message.
Government suppliers, the government has heard your cries.
Public procurement is getting faster, easier, more efficient.
Trained and certified procurement specialists across the public service.
Quicker responses to queries and complaints.
And best of all, it's going electronic. Get tender notifications via email.
Complete the process in your home or office.
Public procurement reform in action. Call the Ministry of Finance and Planning at 932-5220 or visit gojep.gov.jm for details.
Now the news. The Organization of American States, OAS, will deploy an electoral observation mission to Jamaica to observe the February 25 general elections. The mission will be headed by former Attorney General of the Bahamas, Janet Bostwick, and will comprise 21 observers from 17 countries who will be deployed in all 14 parishes. OAS Secretary General Luis Almagro and Jamaica's representative to the OAS, Ambassador Ralph Thomas, signed the agreement for the mission to proceed at the organization's headquarters in Washington, D.C. Thursday. In his remarks, Ambassador Thomas highlighted the importance of the presence of the OAS mission to Jamaica. He also thanked the OAS for its commitment to the democratic process across the region and the donors for their support of the OAS effort. This will be the third OAS electoral observation mission to Jamaica since 2007. OAS members will arrive in Jamaica next week and will liaise with the Electoral Commission of Jamaica as they seek to carry out their functions. World Bank Country Manager for Jamaica Galina Sotirova says the bank's support for Kingston 2016 is part of an overall strategy to boost job creation among young people in Jamaica and the wider Caribbean. The World Bank is a major partner in the staging of the two-day event, slated for March 12 and 13 at the Edna Manley College of the Visual and Performing Arts in Kingston, under the theme Learn, Earn and Display. Ms. Sotirova is commending the government for its second staging of the event and for extending it to the wider region.
This conference is about economic development and youth employment. And it's part in that sense, you know, that our support is part of our overall strategy for support for assistance to Jamaica in reviving growth and starting on a sustainable path.
The World Bank Country Manager was speaking recently at a JIS think tank session. A new chairperson has been appointed to head the Common Board of the Jamaica Business Development Corporation, Microinvestment Development Agency, and the Self-Start Fund, which was recently established. Sandra Shirley, who recently served on an MSME working group appointed by the Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce, will now oversee the planned merger of all three entities as part of a broader initiative. This in an effort to strengthen the platform for delivering the services that are needed by micro, small and medium-sized enterprises, MSMEs, over their business life cycles. The merger is designed to create a single agency to provide capacity-building services for the MSME sector with the goal of eliminating deficiencies in the MSME business support infrastructure and building institutional capacity. Ms. Shirley brings to her new role extensive experience in the financial services sector, particularly in the areas of financial and strategic planning and implementation, business and financial consulting, entrepreneurship and SME development, wealth management and trust banking. And the Labour Market Reform Commission says the transformation of Jamaica's labour market is imperative for the nation's future. The 18-member committee has been mandated to oversee the review of existing policies and practices in five areas of the labour market and to make recommendations for their revision to modernize the market and enhance its competitiveness. Chairman of the Commission, Dr. Marshall Hall, in an interview with JIS News, said labor market reform is not unique to Jamaica, but is essential for the economic success of any nation.
We all, as Jamaicans, accept that if we don't get economic growth, then we are on a path of disaster. To get economic growth, we have to have the critical element, human resources. The delivery of performance by that group is vital. And of course, we need to put this into an overall policy document.
Dr. Hall says in order for any country's human resources to perform at their best, they must be properly trained, educated, protected, and have measures designed to make them more productive. Education and training, productivity, technology and innovation, labor policies, social protection and industrial relations are the five areas of focus for the commission. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.